Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. It's August 31st, 2010. Yeah. Dates are awesome. Okay. And we're coming to you from the UCB Theater in L.A. in front of a live audience. Live audience that is more randomly yelling than they normally are, and I'm not sure what led to that, but I would also appreciate it if it stopped. That's like four things you've yelled out, sir, and it's not really about a person in the audience yelling out constantly, so lock it up. And we got some name tags in the audience. You know, it's such a great idea for the name tags, and I can never read them anyway because of the lighting, but I think we have Tom and Crystal and Rav. Is that did I pronounce that right?
That's a Y.
Oh, Ray. Thanks for coming, Rav Ray. Are you in that new show, Outsourced? Grits is just corn. I mean, what? How many times do I have to see that? Okay. Shout out to everybody who came to see my shows at Dr. Grin's in Grand Rapids last weekend, including Aziz Ansari and Nick Swartzen, who were there shooting a movie called 30 Minutes or Less. And Danny McBride was there too. And none of them will listen to this. Okay, so there was a lot of controversy over last week's guest, Elizabeth Shue, possibly the greatest guest we've ever had. Yeah, and some of you were here to see it in person and could probably vouch for the fact that what she asked us to take out was really not that big of a deal. I've gotten my Twitter blew up with people asking, and to this day it keeps happening, you know, what was Elizabeth Shue saying? How dare you bleeping censor Elizabeth Shue? And she basically just said a lot of candid things through the whole episode, one of my favorites being my films are all terrible or something to that effect. My body of work is not impressive or something like that. Okay, Oscar nominee. So, and super hot at 42. So, yeah, very hot. Thanks for the correction. Is very more than super? I think they're analogous. Is that the right word? So, she didn't realize during the show that it's a podcast that people. I think she thought it was just a thing where you come down and sit in front of 100 people in a tiny theater in Los Angeles and just sort of like say whatever the fuck you want, and then no one else will hear it or talk about it ever again. So she was surprised mid-show to find out, and so she asked after the show, can you cut some of that stuff out? And I said, I will happily bleep any one thing that you name. And for some reason, the thing she picked, I just don't I don't see what the big deal is with that. But, you know, basically she refused to do nudity for a certain director, who, if you listen to the conversation again, you'll know who it is. I mean, Adam Scott practically repeats what she said. He just says it over again, and we left that in. So it's the strangest bleeping in the history of everything. It's even stranger than Jimmy Kimmel's unnecessary censorship bit. But people were really fascinated by it. So I thought that might happen, and I was right, and I'm happy that it brought more attention to the show. all right. So since my new CD, DVD, Hypocritical Oaf, plopped today, the day that we were taping this, I brought copies to give away, and... in honor of my current favorite movie, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for T.J. Miller versus the World. Please welcome T.J. Miller to the stage. T.J. Miller is here. There he is. That must have sounded weird to listen to because they didn't really kick in until you actually walked out. So it's like they were defying me by not applauding for you. But sit over there on the other end there.
Okay, hi.
All right. Now, everyone's wondering, what does T.J. Miller versus the World mean?
And yeah,
why
I know. I think they didn't get that.
And why is there an empty seat in the middle? It's because T.J. Miller, after we talk for a little bit, is going to go up against seven evil audience members. I'm obsessed with Scott Pilgrim.
Right,
it's all
you're
Scott
really
Pilgrim stuff.
I know.
And each person that can beat T.J. Miller in one round of the Leonard Maltin game will win a copy of my CD DVD.
Yes. And
I was like, I don't need any other guests if T.J. Miller, arguably the worst player of the Leonard Maltin game in the history of it, even before the history of it. You were bad at it before I thought of it.
Yeah. That's very true. Are you going to autograph all those?
Oh, I guess we could, but we gotta take...
He did not want to.
You gotta,
but I
you
just
gotta
made
take
it
the
look
plastic
like he
off.
Would be a complete asshole if
I'd
didn't.
Have thought of it ahead of time, I would have taken the plastic off of everyone.
I bet we can get the plastic off pretty quickly.
It takes... No, it's a pain in the ass. Like,
it does,
like at the merch
hours.
Table at my shows, like, if I don't pre-take the tape off... Look at you. That's a fast, manly way to do it.
Thank you. For those of you at
but
home...
But look at how mangled it is.
For those of you... His face is all smashed up. For those of you at home,
okay,
I just
keep doing it
off.
Then. Why don't you just sit there and
like,
unwrap these?
I like Rob added.
I like the way you do it, though. I'm gonna. See, this is special. Like, this isn't what a normal CD comes in. These wrappers are awesome. I didn't even notice. I haven't even been making that selling point that they come in a wrapper that's easy to take off.
And they all say Ralph's Groceries on them.
Look how fast you can look how fast you can take that shit off. That is not how...
Doug.
Usually you have to get one of those razor things and slide it across the top.
It's a double, so it's
that makes it easier
off.
When it's a double?
I like that Rob added a little bit of a line at the bottom of his name to make it a normal name. Ray.
Yeah. I like that you think that Rav and Ray are normal and abnormal names.
Rav's not a very normal name. And I also like the guy that corrected you when you said she's super hot, and he's like, very hot. What I think is interesting about that is he's one of the only people that secretly wants your film, Super Jaime, to be called Very Jaime.
That just makes it even more of a movie about a Mexican or Jewish guy who...
He's very high.
He's into himself. Or yeah. Everyone says that guy is very high.
He's so high.
Racist. But that's probably why I won't say it. But
Why?
Oh, and then we bleeped me saying, I later said that same name's director, and then I said, is a cunt, and we bleeped that also on last week's show. So that's so you know what I said, too, but you don't know specifically what director, but...
But you know that
lots
she's
of
female,
clues
and you know that Adam Scott...
Sort of he pretty much it, yeah. says it. Yeah, he just says it. I don't know why anyone would go back and listen to it again, but people really thought... People were like, what did Kevin Bacon do to her?
And I love that it's like, it's some weird people like in the Midwest who's like, I swear to God, if he did something terrible, I'm going to find him somehow. And I'm going to yell at him from very far away. Because that's all you could do to Kevin Bacon, you know? You can't get that close to him. Most of us are 6 degrees away from him, you know?
So what did you bring those metal tumblers out here for?
Oh, these?
Yeah, just, what are you going
to
do with
that? I thought it would be fun in the podcast to do a little bit of live entertainment. So I hope the listeners at home enjoy these quick tricks that I learned while I was on the road.
Okay, let's do it.
Right?
So that's just an easy one. Here's a couple a little bit more difficult.
Oh my God.
Well, now that was the same one in reverse.
Yeah, that wasn't more difficult at all.
Okay, all right, here we go. Whoa! Oh! Yeah! Who can do that?
This could be an ongoing thing, like reasons to see the podcast live. Every week we could do something to fuck with the listeners.
We've seen this, haven't we? We have.
Yeah, talk and juggle off mic. That's awesome. Now they're just listening to random cheering.
It's just very faint descriptions of it.
And then this one's all one hand. Yeah.
Mother, why did you get us such terrible seats at the circus? So that man is a mile away.
Nana.
I think he's juggling thimbles.
You mean thimbles?
Thimbles. I meant thimbles.
Yeah. No, but
some people laughed like they knew what I meant.
Because you combined thimbles and what they actually came from, which are tumblers.
Yeah, thumblers.
Glasses that are tumblers.
You're the best thumbler in the world.
And I like these two girls being like, I agree with that logic.
So you were staying in a hotel on the road that had like thumblers just laying around?
No,
that
but
you
I
learned
wanna,
to juggle
I wanna,
with?
I want to go back.
Why did you say you learned that on the road?
I want to go back to you saying that somebody's Nana is trying to pretend your podcast is the circus. Like, I like a Nana being like, time to go to the circus, gather around the laptop. And then she just plays your podcast. And some kid's like, why'd you get me such horrible seats? I'm still in your apartment.
I could never be stoned enough to follow that.
I'm an accomplished...
But it was more fun than Inception.
Now, I haven't seen Scott Pilgrim versus the World, okay, yet, and I want to.
You're going to love it. I don't know why you're not in it.
I have seen The Expendables. Have you seen it?
Yes, I did.
And?
It's,
And that's all I needed to hear.
Yeah, it's extremely entertaining.
Here's
not
the weird part
about it, because it's good.
There's only one good thing about it. Dolph Lundgren has a gun, and then later somebody else has a gun, that doesn't shoot you. It just blows off your upper torso.
Yeah, and I believe I probably have mentioned this already on a podcast or in a tweet. Why do they bust that gun out at the end? Why don't they use that gun all the time, everywhere they go?
I know. Well, they should. But
it's like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. If he can do a mask that makes him look entirely like a different person, why would he ever look like himself if he's a spy?
And a lot of people don't know this. I know the answer to that. A lot of people don't know this. Those masks are not very breathable. So you end up sweating a lot underneath. Can't wear them all the time.
Yeah, no, that's why Drew Barrymore and Charlie's Angels can look like LL Cool J in the opening sequence, but then later in the movie when she dresses like a man, she looks like Drew Barrymore dressed like a man with a fake mustache and her tits held down.
Drew Barry.
Drew Flaherty.
Drew Barrymore.
Drew Meredith. I have some questions for you, and then we have to get to the...
Got to get to this competition now.
It's going to be
really
amazing.
I've been practicing the Leonard Merle.
You have not been practicing.
And by that, I mean I've been learning this on the road, okay?
I'm looking forward to seeing you in Yogi Bear 3D.
Even though I haven't seen
Yogi 1 or 2.
Before I continue, I don't think when somebody says, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Yogi Bear 3D, we need like a few people in the audience to just laugh at that. I get that it's a joke that I'm in it. I did it as a joke. I auditioned as a joke. I made a fake audition tape. And then to complete the joke, I went and did the movie. Yeah, because that's the best way to. What is funnier than auditioning for fun, making a fake bear video, and then actually being in the movie, and then later having brain surgery? We'll talk about that another time.
But yeah, so just in general, you come back on Doug Love's brain surgery? Yeah, that would be awesome.
That would be a funny one, kind of.
Doug hates. How would that go?
Well.
People have examples.
There's a couple of medical students who are like, now's my time to shine.
But you know,
Doug loves parietal lobe and occipital lobe and frontal and rear lobes. I don't think there are rear lobes.
Andy Daly is in Yogi Bear.
Yes, as is Nate Cordry, Anna Faris, Tom Cavanaugh, Dan Aykroyd, and Justin Timberlake.
Wait, slow down.
Funny,
no, those
funny?
Are all oh, really no. Those are all really funny people. I don't know why the ads are like Dan Aykroyd is Yogi Bear. No, he's doing an impression of the guy that's probably dead that used to do Yogi Bear, and they could have hired a much better voice guy to do it. And no kid is going to go, "Mommy, Daddy, Dan Aykroyd is the voice."
But
of
that's how they're
going
to get the parents
Bear.
To go.
No,
no, it is.
Parents don't give a shit about Dan Aykroyd.
Oh, absolutely, they do.
What's the last movie he was in that made any money?
How about instead of answering that, I ask you a question, and that's how many friends of yours are parents? Zero. So you don't know shit about what motherfucking parents think about Dan Aykroyd, motherfucker.
I have a lot of friends that have kids.
What's that? What? I won't be put on trial here! Oh, yeah, you will!
I know lots of people have kids, but I know certain things about how show business works.
Uh-huh.
I'd say people being excited that Dan Aykroyd is a voice in Yogi Bear 3D are a very small group of people.
Tell you what, you keep
those
thinking
that, and
I'll
keep
those are
the same people that buy tickets to see the Blues Brothers with John Belushi.
Jim Belushi. You're mixing up
John
two
Goodman.
Very important people. And you keep thinking that about Dan Aykroyd not being appealing to parents, and I'll keep being able to open your CDs faster than lightning, okay? That's how much I know about show business. I can feel
you
guys kind of being like, I don't like it when he sticks it to Doug. This is Doug's podcast.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They don't like it when you stick it with something that has no, that's not a punchline per se. They've been laughing when you stick it to me sometimes and not laughing other times.
Well,
I rest my case.
Have you seen that? Now, I won't be put on trial here. I won't be put on trial.
Well, you're going to be in a competition.
I know, that's going to be a toughie. Have you seen the ad campaign that got really big and bad response with Yogi? Do you guys know about this?
Something got a bad response?
They released a... I know, it's amazing. They released...
Because also, they've changed the essence of Yogi Bear. Like, Yogi Bear's a bumbling idiot who falls down a lot in this new thing, and he used to be the guy that would always outwit the humans in the first movie.
Sometimes. He would fail a lot. He would fail a lot.
In the shorts.
But they...
He'd fail, because he has to try to still... If he could get the picnic baskets and keep them and replenish them without failure, then there wouldn't have been a show.
This podcast is called Doug Loves the Intricacies of the 1960s Cartoon Bear Yogi.
It's like Hogan's Heroes. Sometimes they got caught trying to sneak out, because if they didn't get caught, they'd be snuck out, and that'd be the end of the shit.
That's true. You're right. Gilligan's Island would be great if they got rescued real quick. But so there's a poster. It's
okay,
Yogi.
We got to play the game.
Wait, people should look this up.
All
it's
right.
Yogi Bear with like dead eyes looking at you. And then Boo Boo, who's shorter than him, is in front of him with even deader eyes. And then underneath of it, the tagline is, "Good things come in bears." That's true. This is a real thing. So the marketing department.
Wait, who complained?
Who complained? just everybody who doesn't know the phrase good things come in pairs, which is most people. I'd say the same proportion of people who are parents and love Dan Aykroyd also have never heard of good things come in pairs. So the marketing people at Warner Brothers are like, yeah, okay, so what is it? Don't be scared. Don't be bared. That doesn't work. Okay, what about, it's going to be a berry good Christmas. No, that doesn't quite work. Okay, what about good things come in pairs? There's two good things come in bears. Put it on the poster. And then just millions of people in the United States are like, why are they talking about ejaculating in bears?
I don't have time to argue with you. But there's a lot of people out there in the world that would just see that sentence and not read sex into it at all.
I know.
They would just read, what does that even mean? Like, what do you mean?
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. I saw it and I was like, I don't really totally get this. Is it a play on words?
They've got then the food from the picnic basket in them. And that's a good thing in a bear.
Come into the bears. Good things
totally
come
came
inside
into
of the bears.
In
that's
their
a
mouth.
Better one. Good it's things come into the mouths of the bears. And the bears swallow
we fixed
if they're
it. We
good.
Fixed it.
But they spit if they're bad.
So, well, okay, first
bad
of all.
Bad bears spit come. I'm disappointed in myself for that one.
First of all, it was a huge controversy because no one has heard of this controversy. But also, those are the biggest ones.
Check
nobody hears
the internet,
about.
Bro. It was on Yahoo News.
I'm on the internet
bro.
All day, every day, and it's never. No one's ever mentioned it.
Yeah, but
it.
You're never on news sites. You're on like kink.com, and yeah. You're Googling your own name.
Every
and
site.
Stuff.
Every site has entertainment news on it, pretty much. But that's cool.
Not
whatever.
kink.com.
But my point is this. My point is that it's time to play the game.
Let's do it.
That we came here to play.
Oh, it's exciting.
Yeah. And also, what's the new slogan for Yogi Bear? What did they change it to?
They kept it. They kept that. They did. They said, you know what? Fuck them.
If they Isn't don't, it coming not, out at Christmas?
That actually, they're thinking about coming out with a new one in a new poster in November that says, if you didn't get the coming in bears thing, fuck yourself. So that's the deal.
I love it. Let's get Rob Ray to come up here first.
Rob Ray! Yeah. This is so exciting.
There he is, Rob Ray. Now, I had intended to spend a little time chatting with each person, but...
Oh, thanks, man. Sorry, hold on a second.
Don't
He's
have
complimenting
time
me about my body of work.
Just complimenting.
He said he loved me in...
Big fan of Cloverfield.
In Leaving Las Vegas. Oh, different movie.
Oh.
You, it was great how little you were in Cloverfield. That's what I liked about your performance.
That's your favorite part.
That's why.
I was like, this guy's always holding the camera, so he's making me nauseous with all the shakiness.
Thank you for illuminating the subtext of my compliment.
Oh, okay.
this is going to be
real weird.
I love
subtextual compliments.
I'm excited about it.
All right, now lean forward here, Ray Rav, so that we can...
I made him scoot in, but he didn't really need to. But he's like, okay, I guess I better do this.
Yeah, you manhandled his chair while he did it.
There you go. Do physical microphone jokes play well at home for listeners?
Not only don't they, it's been discussed on practically every episode. So,
well, I feel
stupid. Brilliance coming. All right, here we go. Okay.
Hi, Sarah.
And also, now that I've done a little bleeping out of stuff, I'm gonna bleep out a lot of things that TJ said today.
Like the whole thing. It's just
play the Joker. Was that?
What's that?
I heard he was gonna play the Joker. Is that not?
No, that was a rumor.
Who did you hear that from?
That was a weird rumor that I started.
From Doug.
I tried to start the rumor because now they're talking about what are they talking about? Joseph Gordon-Levitt as the Riddler.
Oh God. Sorry, guys. I'm not into it.
In fairness to him, I was really reticent when I first heard about Heath Ledger. I was kind of like, what? That guy? But then he turned out to be amazing, which this guy will not.
Yeah.
I think he's a good actor, and but he's still, you know, he's going to have Leonardo DiCaprio syndrome. That this Inception looked like two 17-year-olds running around in people's dreams. Like, that's why DiCaprio usually has facial hair, because he still looks like a kid. It's amazingly, he's amazingly
he ages like a good-looking black man.
But no.
That's true. Have you noticed that? I work with Denzel Washington in this movie that's coming out in November, and I looked at him in person, and I was like, how did you do it? How did you do it? And he was like, what? And I was like, oh, nothing. I'm sorry.
Hey, Matt.
I love every what? Oh, nothing. You know, like, that's always such a great confrontation. Okay, so, Rav Ray, we've got... I asked people on Twitter to submit category ideas, so...
I guess I'm playing evil...
Are you really going to interrupt me?
I want you guys to know that.
Are you really that loose? I thought people would get up here and be really shy and speak when spoken to.
I want you guys to know that backstage, Doug was like, so you're going to play a bunch of different people in the game, and we got to get it moving, and we got to get through this. And I was like, okay, and Doug, you're not going to snap on anybody, are you? Because you snap on me
you
sometimes.
First of all, you didn't say that. He's doing it right now.
I said
we
need
to move through this.
Are you guys watching this? Do you see what's happening? This is what I talked about earlier.
Shut off his microphone.
It's happening right now.
Shut off his microphone. I'm not kidding. Shut off his microphone. I'm not kidding. I came... God damn it, TJ. This will be hilarious to listen to, but I honestly want to play this game with a bunch of people from the audience, and
we do not have
time, especially when you stop to talk about how I told you not to stop things to a dead halt because we've got to get through this game.
Well, they did it. They shut off the microphone. Weirdest.
I can't believe they didn't shut off your microphone when I asked them to. That's going to be another thing that gets taken care of later, I guess.
Doug's on a real tear tonight.
People are getting fired. But it's kind of fun listening to someone's last appearance on my podcast, because I never make it official during the podcast that it's the last time.
Don't be so hard on Ray.
I'm sorry, Ray. You're never coming back, man. You interrupt me once, you're gone. It's like Twitter. I blocked your ass.
Let's play.
Okay, here we go. Here, let's seriously play. And TJ, honestly, I beg you, no tangents whatsoever. Just play the game like you're on a game show and you're not allowed to talk.
I am nervous about you because you talk about Twitter like a gangster. I block you, motherfucker. Let's do it.
All right. I asked people on Twitter to send in suggestions, and someone named at Supadoo, SUPADOO, suggested Colors. Movies where a color is in the title of the movie. Mm-hmm. And I said, Supadoo, you're on. Another category, you get to pick from three. In theaters now, or, courtesy of Rotten Tomatoes, Ice Cube's top five movies of all time.
Oh, how did they choose? You know?
He choosed.
Oh, okay, then that's
easy. It's his favorite. It's his top five movies. So which category would you like?
Ice Cube's personal
favorites. Yeah,
but not his, in movies that he's been in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go with...
He's been in some successful movies. That's not so funny. I think it's funnier that we were going to find out what movies he thinks are the best of all time.
Let's go with In Theaters Now.
Okay. Don't say it like you're, you know, lost already.
He's pretty formal.
All right, here we go. Leonard did not review this. Did not give this movie stars because it's new, and he doesn't do that for some reason. I forgot to ask him why when he was on. It's from 2010, obviously. And let me give you a couple of clues from it.
In Theaters Now from 2007. Avatar. 3D.
I don't even know what to say to that. let's see. It's hard to find things. It was adapted by the director and his frequent co-collaborator. I guess I don't need that co in front of it. The director and his collaborator wrote the screenplay together. And it's It's probably based on something, but I don't see that here.
That's true.
And I'll read the last thing here. Jesus, this is hard. He calls it low-key and likable. Okay, it's in theaters now. He calls it low-key and likable. The director co-wrote it with the his collaborator. It's from 2010. And there are 10 names. How many names do you think you can get it in? Rav Ray.
7 names.
Nice opening bid. TJ?
I can do it in 6. Yeah, I'll go there.
I can do it in 5.
Nice. I'll have you on the podcast again.
4.
Thanks, Doug.
I can do it in 4. Can you do it in 3?
He can go even lower than 3 if he wants.
Yeah, you can do lower. You can go negative. You can. Doug explained it.
Good.
Yeah. He explained it to me backstage.
He said, TJ, you can go negative. Don't fucking talk about it out there, okay?
Don't be like, can you go negative?
I didn't know you could go negative.
I told you to not act like you didn't know because I just told you.
Yeah, I'll try it in 3.
Ooh. All right. Name that movie.
All right, here we go. 3 names. The great Ryan Kettner is in this.
Of course.
The amazing Morgan Lilly. And the delightful, I actually know who this guy is, Kevin Wiseman. Do you want me to tell you who Kevin Wiseman is?
Sure, if you feel
like
it.
He was the gadget guy on Alias.
Didn't watch Alias.
Yeah, dang. I was going to say, great hint.
Dang. He kind of looks like a tall Oompa Loompa.
It's about as helpful as he was the principal on iCarly.
Do you mean Benjamin
show?
Stratton?
Oh! Is that true?
No, I made it up.
Fuck you!
Unreal!
You did. You got me, too. I was like, are you serious?
I think we have one of those like every week on this show. Rob Hubel had a really good one on the one we taped it live in the Pacific Northwest. Oh, do you have a guess, Rob Ray?
I'm just going to go with Eat, Pray, Love.
Because it's in theaters now. That's an awesome way to go. And that's why it's a good category for someone who's not confident. But the movie is called Flipped. Directed by Rob Reiner. Yeah. And his collaborator on the project was
co-collaborator.
Yeah, I can't find his name now. Screw that guy.
Sounds like you're stuttering.
Anyway, thanks for playing. But before you go, go ahead and keep talking, TJ. Just whisper in my ear, Rav Ray, who I should call a shithead at the end of the show, and I will write it down for posterity. Say some stuff.
I thought Rav Ray was really good up here, guys, and I think we should give him a big round of applause.
Got it. All right, thanks, Rob Ray, for playing our game. It was a valiant effort.
I think that's the first
time
I've won the game.
That's the first time you've ever won a point ever, I think. No, you probably won at some point. You probably said name that movie to someone who couldn't name it.
Yeah.
Because that's part of the strategy. You don't have to know. You can just get the numbers down and then bam. All right, let's get in the catbird seat, I like to call it, the seat where that person always gets picked first. Let's have Casey come over. He very cleverly made a name tag out of the posters I gave out for my new album, Hypocritical Oath.
How's it going?
Which I have heard because I got it early from Comedy Central Records, and one time on set, I fell asleep listening to it, and that was real fucking weird.
Did you bolt upright when it got to the end of the thing, and I went, bonus tracks?
No, I just kind of twitched a little bit, and then kept dreaming about
it. Went back to dreaming.
Yeah.
What was the dream about?
Now, seriously, Casey, did you learn nothing? Did you learn nothing from Rav Ray?
I'm just being courteous, Doug.
Well, it's...
I want to know
Let
what
me run
was
this
about.
Thing.
About the two of you. I
Let
don't know
me run my own
doing.
Podcast.
Okay.
Or podcast. We got to play the game, dude. Don't you want the nice young lady that was sitting next to you to have a chance to play?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Would you like... Let's do In Theaters Now again, because that was killer. Ice Cube's Top 5, of course. And from another Twitter follower, I got at MCS212. Yeah, write it down, everybody. You got to follow that person. The account is just as funny as the name. I haven't read the tweets.
Doug Benson, Twitter gangster.
But they had a good. It was a dude, and he had a good suggestion. Movies that take place in one day, like the whole narrative takes place in one day. Yeah, and TJ, please do not guess 24.
Okay, let's do in theaters.
No, we get to let Casey pick the category. Which one of those would you like to play?
I'm going to pick that one day category.
Yeah, it's kind of fun, right? And it narrows it down quickly in your minds. Everyone's thinking of, oh, that was only one day, and that was only one day. I hope this is one of the ones that he's going to say. People write to me on social networking and say, I guessed it in no names. And I'm just like, that is awesome, and you could have said that whether you did or didn't. Because I was not there listening to it with you. Okay, 93, 95, or 98 movies that take place in one day?
Let's go with 98.
Casey says 98 and gets cheers from the audience. So
thank you.
It must have
I appreciate the support.
Leonard Maltin gives this movie from 1998. Did I say 98? Okay, good. 2.5 stars. It's 88 minutes long. We've already established it takes place in one day. And Leonard also says style definitely outranks substance. 2.5 stars, takes place in one day, 1998. Style over substance, 88 minutes long. And there are 6 names.
Wow. I'll start with 6.
Nice beginning bid. TJ Miller.
I'm going to go with, what did you say?
6. Of 6?
I'll go with 5.
I'll go with 4.
Sorry.
Some guy just threw up in something.
Somebody in the back just went, which either was like, what's going to happen next, or a ninja killed him.
A ninja, because we didn't hear anyone come or go. We just heard the death.
The
death noise. Or an orgasm.
You know what, Casey, I'll say name that movie. Let's see what you got.
Okay.
All right, what do you get? 4 names?
4 names.
Oh, Jesus.
4 names.
I think TJ's going to go undefeated. Unless you kind of have an idea what it is. Do you want the clues again? 2.5 stars, 1998, style over substance, 88 minutes long.
Okay.
Took place in one day.
Okay.
Nina Petrie was in this movie. Joachim Kroll, I want to say, is how you pronounce that last name. Armin Rode. And Herbert Kraup.
God.
By the way, that's your favorite thing in the podcast. Doug lost it over Herbert Kraup.
They liked other things more. You're terrible. You're like a politician. You tell people what they just did. Oh, you guys loved it when I did that.
Yeah.
Or a hypnosis test.
You know what?
You really should, seriously, play the Joker in the next Batman. Please, just do it for me. Make
I'll
a video on online. Do it just like you did Yogi
I'll
Bear, but
it.
This time mean it.
I'll do it. I'll do it if you promise to one day do the podcast where you're like, today I'm not going to combine any words at all. Hypnosis test.
I wasn't really combining as much as mispronouncing it. Casey, do you have a guess?
I'll go with go. I have no clue.
Oh, that's not a bad guess, but yeah, some guy there is run, run, run. Yeah, it's called Run, Lola, Run.
Oh,
and
golly, that's a good one.
And 2.5 stars, I don't think that's fair. I like it better than that.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty cool movie. But, you know, he just thought it was... He said it's wearying after a while. Oh, is she just going to keep running? I'm Leonard Maltin.
He's like, I wish it was just Run, Lola.
All right, keep riffing on that, TJ, for a second. Tell me who you owe me a call, shithead.
So, I saw that movie, and I was just about to lose my virginity. And...
no problem.
Okay, we're done.
Thanks for playing our game, Casey.
Good job, Casey. I wouldn't have gotten that.
Okay, let's get... you know what? I'm going to skip your lady friend because you guys, you know, came together and want to spread it around a little bit more. Crystal, would you like to play? Here comes Crystal, everybody.
Yeah! Crystal?
Okay, Crystal, it's Richard Gere's birthday today. So that's
birthday.
A category, Richard Gere movies. Then another category we've already mentioned, movies with a color in the title. And the classic and probably going to be avoided, Ice Cube's top five.
I'll go with color.
Okay, colors and movies. Would you like one from 1981, 1989, or 2007?
1989.
Oh, I like that. Leonard, many people will disagree with Leonard. I'm not sure where I stand on it. Maybe I need to watch it again or something, but he gives it 2.5 stars. And he says there's an elderly man in it. And that the central conceit of the movie isn't easy to buy. Okay?
The what conceit of it?
The central conceit.
Okay.
Like Yogi Bear.
No, I know what central conceit
like
is.
Like Yogi Bear is inept now. That would be the central conceit of your version of Yogi Bear that you wrote and directed, by the way. You keep forgetting to mention that.
I think you should revisit the cartoon. Because he was inept at times.
Well, because Boo Boo would drag him down. You got Justin
Boo-Boo
Timberlake
right now,
by your side.
Really, right now?
But that's, I love that also. Justin Timberlake as Boo Boo.
He's
gonna, that motherfucker's gonna dance.
If I
is he cute in person as he is on screen?
Is okay. He as cute in person?
Yes.
Tell me about it, sister.
All right, we're 3 for 3.
He's so a dreamboat.
I'm excited that 3 for 3 guests have decided to start a conversation when I have begged them not to.
Sorry.
This would not happen in New York.
Well,
I'm just saying.
Let's talk.
I am just saying. Okay. Do you think you know what the movie is? You're that confident?
I have a movie in mind, but it's probably not
okay.
It.
There are, okay, good. Well, I like that you're...
That's a good
maybe,
way to start out.
Maybe
yeah.
She's having a conversation to try to like give her more time to think.
Yes.
That's smart. Okay.
Can you give me more hints?
No.
Okay.
Those are your hints, right? I said that it's the central conceit is fucking bullshit. Leonard, oh my. And and there's an elderly man in it, 2.5 stars, 1999, and there are...
Oh, 99 or 89? Because it makes a difference.
It does. 99.
I like that she's like,
have
hold
I been
on.
Saying 89 this whole time?
The, 99. Yeah. The color okay. Movie that I'm thinking of is an 89.
16 names. How many can you get it in?
13.
11.
10.
9.
I'm going with 10.
Get it? All right, I'm going to go with 11.
Okay.
I know how the game works. In fact, I'm going to skip your turn right now, and I'm going to say I can name in 25 names. Hey, Doug, if you give
me
all
go
the
get
names,
some
from
other
this
names.
Movie, from this movie...
I'll get on IMDb and get all the names.
Get all the names. If you can give me the names of everyone with 1 to 2 lines in it, like shopkeeper and woman who's eating a sandwich...
Okay, so TJ bid 10, I mean 9, so you have to bid less.
Okay, 8.
That's kind of the cutest thing ever. She's like, okay, 8. I want to do it. I'm going to say name that movie.
Oh, wow, here we go.
I know a lot of you at home are like...
Gary Sinise is in this movie. Eve Brent. Debs Greer. Dabs Greer, sorry. Sorry,
Dabs,
if you're listening.
I haven't heard of any of these.
Dabs,
well,
is it? Oh
yeah, of course
God,
you're not going to know them. They're at the bottom of the list. But Gary Sinise, you don't know? You never heard of him?
Uh-uh.
He was in Forrest Gump. Nobody saw that.
I'm better with faces. If you give me a picture.
He looks kind of like this.
Yeah?
For those of you at home, Doug just held up a picture of Gary Sinise he carries in his wallet. He did. He held up his own album.
I love him. I love him. I love him. I love him. I eat, pray, love him. Harry Dean Stanton, Patricia Clarkson, Jeffrey DeMunn, Barry Pepper. People in the audience know it. Sam Rockwell.
Well, the movie I was thinking of that I hoped you would, that it might be, is Hunt for Red October.
That was definitely in 98 when that came out?
Well, I remember being in seventh grade.
And
no, not 98. 89. And then I thought that maybe it had, just a long shot.
Okay.
Yeah, Gary Sinise was definitely not in Hunt for Red October.
The rest of the names are Doug Hutchison, Graham Greene, Michael Jeter, James Cromwell, Michael Clark Duncan, Bonnie Hunt, David Morse, and Tom Hanks.
The Green Mile
has an elderly man in it who tells the story.
I was just going to start naming colors.
Yeah, yeah. After. Well, that was that was a fun experiment. I'm glad to have like an episode of this show that I can just throw in the garbage. Because we barely got through anything that I wanted to get through. And
can I do another one?
What? No. You're done.
Oh,
you're done.
No,
you're done. You don't even get a name of shithead. Yeah. Oh, wait. I'm going to write your name down. I'm going to say Crystal's a shithead. At
no!
The end of the show.
No. Can I name Doug Benson?
Yes.
Interior?
That's perfect. It's a little too late to whisper it, but I'll say it at the end. A lot of people listen to parts of the podcast, so it might be a surprise when I say it at the end. But thank you, Crystal, for playing.
You.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming.
Can we do one with the with Ice-T? Don't you guys want to hear what Ice-T's favorite things are? Also, you guys, do you know this? Ice-T is on Twitter, and he says that he's part of a Twitter gang, right? What are they called? Like the Fallen Angels or something crazy? So he's like really representing on Twitter, Ice-T. I was saying we should do one with those five names.
Whatever you can do to drag this out and make it difficult for me to end on time.
No, we can stop now. We can stop now.
Okay, ready?
Set.
Plugs. What do you got?
Plugging it?
Yeah.
I am going to be in Unstoppable with Denzel Washington, who ages very well. November. And that should be a lot of fun. I did ADR for that today.
Is Dan Aykroyd in it?
Stunt. No, but
for
all the parents,
people who have kids,
all the parents that like him are in it. Strangely, I'm going to be in Yogi Bear, and then Gulliver's Travels, back to back weekends over Christmas. And I just finished filming My Idiot Brother with Paul Rudd, where I say about 7 things. Most of them have the word man in it, and I'm wearing a big beard.
So. Okay, well, I can't wait to not have you back to talk about those projects.
And then I'm also doing the comic strip in Edmonton starting tomorrow.
Okay, this podcast comes out 3 days from now.
Okay, so then...
But you'll be there all weekend, right?
I will, I'll be there all
weekend. What's the name of the club?
The comic strip in Edmonton.
Comic strip in Edmonton.
Canada.
Don't they also throw Alberta in there?
What's that?
Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, do they say that?
Yeah, I think it's in Canada.
Yeah. Speaking of Canada, I'm going to be in Baltimore at the Comedy Factory on September 9th, 2010. I will be at the Arlington Draft House in Virginia in September 10th and 11th. And I'll be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington, Indiana, September 16th through the 18th. And at the Benson Interruption on September 13th in Los Angeles at Largo, we're going to do a combination of the Tournament of Championships from the podcast. We're going to tape a podcast at Largo. And that'll be followed by a live Benson Interruption with 3 super awesome guests to help me practice for the Benson Interruption that's going to start airing on Comedy Central in October.
How about that, guys?
Yeah. How about that? So, could the 3 people who played the game tonight go huddle around TJ? Because I want to get a picture of the 3 of you with TJ and to send that out for people to see who the guests are on this week's show. And as always, Matt Dill?
Hill.
Oh, yeah, you said Hill like Dill, so I wrote down Dill.
Do I need to stand with him?
Yeah, sure.
Matt Hill, anything to get you away from a microphone. Matt Dill, Karen... Who?
Marshall?
Karen Marshall? It got really personal this week, you guys. Matt Dill, Karen Marshall, and Doug Benson are shitheads.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug...